Welcome to Animateez, a retro anime review comedy podcast. Join our resident anime nerd Mackenzie and anime noob Lindsay as they delve into their VHS vault and review the best and worst of what the 80s and 90s had to offer. These episodes contain spoilers and adult language, so stick around if you're cool like that.
The year is 1997. A young Mackenzie has woken up early to catch his favorite Saturday morning anime cartoons, unaware that in 26 years he would be introducing random people across the world to his retro anime podcast. So that being said, welcome to this week's episode of Animateez. I'm your host with the most Gundam models, Mackenzie, joined by my magical girl who could totally kill you if she wanted to, co-host Lindsay.
Oh my gosh, hello. I don't want to be introduced any other way ever again.
Perfect. I feel like your sailor's outfit would either be like way over the top or just pure black.
Yeah, it would be. I feel like I would have a train or some sort of like poofy cloak.
Okay, so the past 2 weeks we went from existential horror
boof
to love story.
Mm.
And I thought this week I would level us out with some good old-fashioned action-adventure paired with just a little bit of sci-fi.
Okay, cool. I'm down. I'm already in.
What was the last action movie you watched?
Argyle.
Okay, ignoring that trash of a movie, what was the other most recent last action movie you watched?
I was like, I don't watch action movies. I just watch Critical Role.
Mine was Charlie's Angels from 2000.
Yes, that is my favorite! Such a good movie.
Why I randomly watched it. It doesn't really hold up as well. It's,
are you kidding? It's amazing. Shut up.
But watching it sparked a memory of an anime that I had watched.
Totally Spies.
From 1997.
The year that I started kindergarten.
And I figured it would be the perfect thing to introduce you to as a palate cleanser.
I'm trying to think of what it might be.
This week, we're heading to an Earth that 20 years prior was hit by a devastating earthquake that sunk most of the world into the ocean.
Okay.
Unlike most stories like this, where it's all like a post-apocalyptic Mad Max scenario, that doesn't happen. Instead, the world basically made do and continued to operate just with less people and less land.
Okay, fair. They adapted. Good for them.
Yeah, life is more or less normal. Enter our main character, Aika Sumeragi, a salvage agent who dives down into the depths of the ocean to salvage important artifacts, data troves, valuables, or whatever else they're paid to recover from the sunken cities below. However, due to a botched job, her company is forced to take on a type of project that the founder had sworn off. An espionage mission recovering information about a discovery related to the destruction of the planet 20 years ago, something called the Lagu. So, Aika sets off with her sidekick Rion and her living metal gem that helps protect her in battle to recover the information from an eccentric man named Rudolf Hagen. How are you feeling based on that description?
I mean, I love the ocean. I love some sci-fi. I'm interested to know what this is.
The series is beloved for its intricately animated fight scenes and fun characters and like a surprising amount of detail in the animation.
Okay.
Now, there is one issue that some fans, myself included, say takes them out of the show a little bit. But I'm not going to tell you what it is in case you don't notice it.
Okay.
That way you can just enjoy the series instead of being like, where's this thing he didn't like? Because if you don't notice it, then you're not going to worry about it and you can just do your thing.
Okay.
So don't let that scare you or anything.
Okay.
Some people notice it, some people don't. But yeah, this week you will be watching 4 episodes of the 1997 anime series Agent Aika by Studio Fantasia. So get in your salvage vessel, Lindsay. It's time to watch some anime, and we will be back in 10 seconds. And we're back from watching the first 4 episode arc of Agent Aika, and I can't wait to hear what you have to say about this action sci-fi. You know what? I forgot to mention what the other genre tied to this is.
Oh, weird. Yeah. What other genre would this possibly be?
The ever popular, naughty, but not too naughty genre of ecchi, which I figured I wouldn't tell you before you watch this.
The cover was blown within the first 25 seconds of the episode. So
First off, it was 23 seconds.
Oh, sorry.
The first panty shot is 23 seconds in.
Good Lord. It happened and I was like, motherfucker.
Because, like,
you traitor. This, I trusted you.
This isn't the sort of thing you and I would normally watch, like, individually. But you got to admit, if you look past the panties, which I know you struggled with, it's a neat premise. It's dumb. It's real dumb.
Oh my gosh.
But it's still fun.
I mean, yeah, like, because I finished watching the episodes yesterday and I was like, today I was like, okay, if you take a, like, if it was just like a normal spy show, it actually would be kind of fun.
Exactly. That's but the general gist of people's reviews. Well, here's the thing. I read during my searching, in the first three episodes alone, there's 183 panty shots.
Oh, wow. It's funny because I did my own little scientific experiment. In the first episode alone, so it's a 29 minute and 16 second episode, 4 minutes and 42 seconds are just labia crotch shots.
Wow. You actually, like, you put in the effort.
I only did it for the first episode.
That's because it gets worse after that.
It does. And I was like, it's like a quarter of the episode and it's the first episode and it's probably the most tame of the four.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're doing, I guess, fan service February. I don't know.
So like, what were you thinking?
Well, I saw the Kristen Stewart Rolling Stone cover today and I couldn't even enjoy it because I was just so mad with all these women panty shots I've been experiencing for the podcast. I couldn't even be like, damn girl, like, that's a hot cover. I was just like, seriously, can women stop just being taken pictures of in their panties? Like, I just, yeah. So thanks for ruining that for me.
She planned that shoot herself.
Yeah.
You can't get that.
I would absolutely enjoy the cover for its, you know, whatever. But because I just finished watching these four episodes, I was like, I am so overseeing panty shots.
At least each episode starts with a banger of a track.
I mean, it is true. The open, you're talking about the opening, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I did, right? I was like, this is cool. I literally put, yeah, quote, rockin' intro. And then my note after that is Naked Lady.
Yes. It's called Silent City by Sasaki Mari.
Ooh.
And it's great. I won't have anyone tell me differently. It's got this sick driving bass line, great little backing vocals and guitar. Like, it's so good. So I'm glad you like that. It's a nice little it's a nice little intro to calm your brain down before it's bombarded by, as is said in Japanese, pensu, pensu, pensu.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I'm so excited that I was able to, and like, we'll watch other stuff like this in the future at some point, because you can't not, like, it exists.
It's true.
People want us to watch certain things, but I'm so glad that the messages I was getting from you and the Snapchats of like the pure what the fuck rage.
Yeah. Jeez. So yeah. That one note of mine.
Was that is this hentai?
I wrote that literally like so many, like, it's, I don't understand how this is like, oh my gosh. No, the one where it was like, oh, this is the girl with the only reasonable skirt length in this entire show. And then my next note was like, well, the skirt's gone.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, this was a ride.
And like it's, like I said, people are mixed on this. There's people who absolutely love it and people who absolutely hate it. But the one thing they all share, whether they love or they hate it, is they're all like, it's a lot of panties.
I like how that's the one thing we can all agree on.
The one, it's funny, because like, people who love it are like, I love the animation, I love the story. The panties are a lot. Some people love them, some people don't, even if they love the show. Then there's the people who hate it. And some of them have good reasons. They think the story is boring. They think the animation's terrible. They think the music sucks. But then there's the people who, they're like, I give it a 1 out of 5. Everything's great, but too many panties. And I'm like, okay, but you gotta look.
Yeah.
Objectively.
I was gonna say, look past the panties. That's not right.
pull them to the side.
Yeah, just pull the panties to the side and just get right in there.
I love our last episode. I didn't have to mark it as explicit because we only swore like three times. And this one is,
and then this one.
This one is gonna have troubles on YouTube.
Oh man, this one is gonna have troubles on YouTube.
Oh man. Well, take us into our first trial, because they call the episodes trials.
Beautiful agent. We get our, like, exposition, I guess, in this opening, which would be a good place to put it. Because we are on, like, a glass-bottom tour boat over what used to be Tokyo before the crazy explosion earthquake thing. Yeah, so we're basically just being given a bunch of exposition and a panty shot.
23 seconds, baby!
Hell yeah! But I thought it was really cool. I liked seeing the shots of, like, underwater Tokyo. I thought they were really pretty.
Well, because what it's basically saying is, like, it was showing that, like, the world basically sunk.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, it's not just, like, straight destruction. Technically, there's full cities underneath there that are still standing. Because mm-hmm. it's both a mixture of sinking and flooding. So, like, if you can dam off some stuff, you could drain a city.
But then we go straight into the intro from there. And we never see these characters again. And we come back from the intro. I literally wrote, holy shit. Is she getting eaten out?
Nope, just a unfortunate silhouette.
Yep, just really unfortunate. Turns out they're just in a submarine trying to recover some sort of box, some sort of...
a data crate?
Yeah, which they find, and they're like, yeah, this is ours. But then some asshole comes and tries to take it from them, and they're like, excuse me.
Good old Gusto.
Yep, Gusto. Oh my gosh.
You could say Gusto's got Gusto.
Yes, he does. he tries to take him for them, and they're like, bye, no. And then I wrote in my notes, good Lord, Mac, what is this? So.
Oh, boy. You were in for a ride.
I was like, and we're like, what, 6 minutes into the episode?
Not even.
Yeah, I was like, it's probably like four. So, yeah, they get back to the surface, and they're trying to, like, Rayon is trying to sell this data pack that they found, but unfortunately it's squished from their little submarine fight battle over it. And so they're like, yeah, we'll only pay you half for this because this is damaged. And they're like, no. Which, when I first watched this episode, I thought they were trying to sell them a car. I didn't realize that it was the thing that they had excavated. Oh. And it was just a car with ass prints on it, and I was like, they should be charging double.
No. And then they actually didn't end up taking any money at all, because Rion's father was like, if it ain't perfect, we're not charging.
And she's like, come on, we're in so much debt.
I love that she's not allowed to call him dad during business hours.
Yeah, it has to be boss.
And she's also panties out in front of her father.
That is the tiny skirt, and she's just like spread eagle. There is no shame in this show.
No.
So they have this, like, discussion over, like, trying to save the business, and then Aika enters.
Sorry, who?
Aika. Agent Aika. Okay, well, Aika enters. And, I mean, like, this is a pretty good entrance. She's hot. She looks great.
I think she's a total babe.
Oh, yeah. So she comes back, and Boss Man gets a phone call and is like, no, we refuse. We don't take jobs like this anymore. Not since what a... And Aika's like, I got this. And she takes the phone and is like very seductively like, we'll be there. We'll take it. La, 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 la. Like, so smooth.
Mm-hmm.
And so we ended up in like an underground parkade where they're having this super secret meeting. And guess who's there? Our good buddy Gusto. They're in like this car with like a government official and his secretary. Yeah. And we learn that there's this very powerful space thing, science, energy beam thing called Regu, which
they are balls of energy underneath the Earth's surface called Lagu.
What? It's spelled R-A-G-G-U.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. If you watch, if you read
the subtitles are wrong. It's called Lagu.
Well, all my notes say Ragu.
Did you not hear them say the word Ragu?
No! Okay, well, I'm going to say Ragu probably again in this episode, so...
Okay, continue on.
Everybody enjoy that! Yeah, they're like, we'll give you 300 million yen if you can get us, like, all this evidence of this thing. You're like, whoa, that's so cool! Yeah, absolutely, we'll do that. And they're getting out of the cars, and they're like, yeah. And all of a sudden, this group of, like, sexy PVC clad wearing girls, like, break up their secret meeting and start blasting and fighting and just so much badge. All this badge.
Look, I know it's hard to focus on the action scenes, but the underground fight scene's really well done.
Again, could not.
Well, for those at home, the underground fight scene was fantastic.
I just put, they are warned to stay out of the way or something. There was so much vag in this, I got distracted.
Well, for the people at home, they are fighting, obviously, with these PVC-clad ladies who put up a bit of a fight and then end up getting their absolute asses handed to them because Ika's a badass. You know, Gusto did his thing, too.
Yeah, he was there. but yeah, Gusto, like, holds a gun to one of the girls and is like, "What? Like, who sent you?" And his gun gets shot out of his hand by, plot twist, the secretary that was in the meeting. This was the note where I said, the only woman who has a sensible skirt length in this entire show. And then immediately takes a skirt off to just a very revealing French cut bodysuit. And I was like, well, nope. So from here, we, like, CIA Ika get into her, like, get ready to leave. And she's talking to Boss Man. Does Boss Man have a name?
Yeah, his name is Gozo.
Oh, okay, great. So Gozo
Ida.
Gozo meets her and she's getting into, like, her plane. And he's like, I worried about you. Like, we promised we never do with these, like, since whatever. Like, they hint to some sort of, like, previous thing in their past.
Yeah.
That was terrible, but you don't know what. And Ika's like, it's okay. I've got this. And points to her, like, fancy bustier. And they're like, wonder what this is going to do.
You're like, oh, wow, your shirt.
Yep.
It's going to help you hold. We've seen how often clothes stay on. So how's this going to help?
Exactly. So I was like, oh, great. So after this happens, we cut back to Nina. Great. I was like, nine because of German.
Yes. They are very, like, coded like that.
But she's spanking all of her girls as punishment. Okay. So this was the first time in my notes where I wrote, is this hentai in all capitals?
So, look, when your underlings fail you, they get punished by paddles. I imagine they know this as is part of their contract when they signed on to work on this ship. So
oh
it's consensual.
Yeah, however, but they're like, if it's consensual, why are they strapped to a pommel horse and to St. Andrew's crosses?
Just giving you the eyes.
Yeah, people can't see this, but we're both giving each other, like, side eyes.
I know at least three people who would love a job that requires them to wear sexy outfits, fight people, and get spanked if they fail. Okay.
Yeah, that is fair. I do know. I also know people like... who would.
So don't be like, who wants this? Because there are people.
No, I'm not saying who wants this. I'm just saying, my question was, is this hentai?
Oh, no. For the people at home, it is not.
Yeah.
Also, all of the ladies who work on deck, because everyone who works here is a woman.
Yep.
All these who work on deck, they're not just like ditzy, like short skirt lackeys.
They're like scientific.
Short skirt science ladies. Science ladies.
They know what the fuck they're doing.
Proper, like, admiral level, like, running military, like, battleship stuff. Like, they're with it.
So we cut from the punishment to Ika flying, and there's, like, this weird little clamoring in her jet. She's like, oh no, what is this? And it's Rayon. She has stowed away and has decided to come with her on this trip. And she's like, no, you can't. We're turning around. But then Gusto flies past and is like, you're still driving that antique piece of shit. And she's like, well, you can't let him, like, beat you.
Yeah, but I also love that she's like, I'm turning this around. And Rian was like, okay, I'll just open the hatch and jump out then. If I'm not coming with you, I'm going to die.
Yeah. I'll just get out here, guys.
Bye.
Ta-ta. But yeah, they get into the airspace over this, like, submarine ship thing. Nina is like, well, I gotta go take care of this.
Still in her lingerie.
Yeah, still in her, like, skimpy lingerie. Gets into, like, this fighter jet and just, like, boofs it into the sky and starts chasing them. And she manages to shoot down Gusto.
Yep.
That's pretty crazy. And she's going after Ika's jet. Also, Rian somehow gets, like, knocked out. Unconscious.
Bumped around. She's not wearing a seatbelt. Wear a seatbelt, folks.
Yeah, wear a seatbelt. Seatbelt saves lives, guys. I think you forget to put on a seatbelt when you get in my car.
Yeah, probably.
But yeah, so they're, like, climbing really fast, and Aika's jet is like old and can't handle this, so it starts to like fail. Nina's thing also. Oh, it's because there's like a detection of lagu.
Yeah.
And it like shuts down everybody's.
There's ragu in the engine.
I know. Which I was. I know. Watching this, I was like panty shots, but also spaghetti sauce. And now I'm craving spaghetti. But you know, they're like no. Like first off, Nina's just fucked. Aika's like ah shit, and then she has the gropiest magical girl transformation I have ever seen.
This isn't your Saturday morning cartoon type of magical
Good
girl transformation.
Lord, it's just like rips her clothes off, pulls her panties off, and just like full on like.
Well, it's living metal. It encapsulates her.
Oh, it doesn't have to encapsulate her that aggressively. Holy shit. Just
it's
full
intense.
On like palms or cooch. Oh,
it's intense.
It's shocking, honestly. Okay, mm-hmm. Trigger warning for people who have like things with like being touched unconsensually and aggressively. It's a little, it'll shake you a little bit.
Yeah,
just like, know that.
Even though she wears it and she knows what it does, it still is like startling every time it happens.
Yeah, she does not enjoy this transformation.
No, and it doesn't just like give her armor. She becomes a different person.
Yeah, changes her hair,
her skin. Like she's Aika, but she's not Aika, as it says.
Oh my gosh! Even she's like, I don't need you. I didn't want to transform. And it's like, too bad. But these like weird tentacle things come out from her.
They're made of metal.
I know, but I was still like, oh no, there's tentacles.
Yeah, I imagine you're just sitting there this entire first episode, being like. When's it going to be hentai? And when is it going to turn out that thing he referenced before where it's animated after dark, this is actually the secret first episode?
Yeah, 100%. But somehow these metal tentacles like help her manually start the plane again by like whipping the propellers and starting the jets and shit like that.
Yeah.
So that's great. And they like, at least like enough to like have them safely crash land on a nearby island.
Yeah.
And you know, when they're here, Aika's trying to get Rihanna out of the jet to try and, like, I don't know, resuscitate her, get her, check if she's okay. And the, like, crazy battleship pulls up and we get this look at, like, Hargan. I'm pausing for you to correct my name pronunciation.
There's no R in there.
Hagen? Like, Nina yeah. Hagen?
He's Rudolf Hagen.
All right. Well, Hagen. Like, Hagen Das. Again, German.
I was going to say, Hagen Das grabbed them and put them onto his ship.
Yes, Haagen-Dazs grabs them. Yeah, and that's where episode one ends. So you're like, oh no, what's going to happen to our pretty much naked protagonist? Don't worry, because trial two, which is called Naked Mission, which very appropriate. So we start out and yeah, like her transformation has come back and she just like is Winnie the Poohing it.
Yeah.
So that's fun. And Nina is like pissed and is like, yeah. And like tries to like pistol whip Aika and doesn't work. She just gets like full on uppercut, like KO'd right then and there. Hagen pulls out a jacket for Aika and like walks her inside.
Mr. Nice Guy.
Yeah. Just like, oh, this guy is like diplomatic and sensible and has great hair.
I knew you were going to compliment on the hair.
That's one thing. This everybody has great hair in this show. There, one compliment for it. You said I needed two, so there's one.
Perfect.
So once we're inside, Nina explains to Aika that Lagu was responsible for the catastrophe that destroyed Earth, but it also has the power to restore Earth or something like that.
Yeah, it has these waves that can be activated that like would cleanse the entire atmosphere.
Okay.
Yeah, basically because this incident caused problems where like a lot of the Earth that is still around is not habitable. So this would cleanse all of that.
Ooh. They're also
bring
like,
it back to the old days.
Just, you know, get rid of all the humans. It'll be fine.
You're also forgetting that we met Bandora.
Bandora?
Gusto's mohawked pilot.
Oh, okay. What gender is Bandora?
I can tell you. They're female.
Oh, okay. I guess I didn't know because you never see their panties.
I mean, I don't think they'd let you. They'd kill you before that happens. Because they're a cyberpunk looking.
They're so cool.
Beat your ass. So
they take no shit.
Yeah. So their name is B.A. Bandora, which is a play on B.A. Baracus.
Oh, I thought it was going to be badass Pandora.
Well, it's bad attitude for BA for Baracus, but I don't know what the BA for her stands for.
Well, I love them. I thought it was Bandra.
Also, before we cut over the other thing, as he's explaining that he wants to like cleanse the earth and all this stuff, maybe you can get another compliment here. The outfits in this are actually really good. I don't mean like the lingerie or the string bikinis, but like the actual outfits, like Ika's business attire at the beginning. It's great.
Yeah, I did. I was like, she had a good entrance. But
also, the outfit she's presented to when like Hagen's given her something to wear. It's like this.
Isn't it like one of the crew members' uniforms?
It's similar to one of the crew members' ones, yeah. But it's like unique enough that it separates her from it. Anyways, back to the upskirting.
Yes. So we go now to some sort of med bay. I don't know. Where Rion is just laying naked face down on a table. And these two medical associates give her a vitamin shot.
Yep. Right in the butt cheek.
Yep. They just give her a little spank, shoot her in the ass with a needle. And then it's shift change. So they have to leave her alone in there.
But she's already awake.
She's already awake, but she didn't let them know. She just played possum so she could, like, get away. But her clothes are conveniently locked in a cabinet.
So she's got to crawl down in a tunnel naked.
And I was like, oh, she's going to get Lyme disease or something. At least a UTI.
Oh, no.
But we go
cranberry
from...
juice, girl.
Oh, man, so much cranberry juice. But we go from this, like, clinical med bay to this, like, beautiful bedroom.
Stunning.
Where, oh, it's up, and there's, like, a great view. I love it. To Nina and Hagen in bed together in a very suggestive...
Well, she's jealous that he was flirting with Ika.
Mm-hmm.
Which, like, if you love someone and they're in your partner, sometimes you're a little jealous at that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Except...
They're not. They're siblings. This is where we learn that he is her big brother.
And they are in bed. She's on top. It is...
Uh-huh.
She's calling her brother. Now, here's the thing I want to note.
Okay.
It's not actually known if they're blood brother and sister. So
is it? Oh, so it's
previous,
like in the Crow?
In the previous series, both of them are test tube babies. Made to be genetically smarter and yada, yada, yada.
Okay.
So it's not actually known if they're blood brother or sister. But the fact that she calls him brother so much and is like...
It's icky.
Yeah, it's icky. So maybe that helps a little bit if they might not actually be, but
I mean,
it's
not
still
really.
Weird.
Not really.
No, and they're definitely still, not weirded out by it.
Yeah, they're, oh my gosh, yeah. But from here we see that there's another person that snuck onto the ship. It's Gusto.
Good old Gusto.
Oh man. Also, I do like his outfit. I don't know why. Just like the high waist, like 1920s pants and then like the weird chest cutout.
I actually really like Gusto, like as a character, because yeah, he's goofy. He never takes advantage of the fact that like whenever she's undressed, he always covers her up with a shirt when she's unconscious. He's like actively trying to help her and save her. He like goes out of his way to like really, really try and help.
Yeah.
And like, he's not really perverted about it.
No, he plays off as like this like dumbass, like hotshot macho dude, but he actually has some like decent morals. He's one of the few men in this show, yeah. And he has good standards, so good on you, Gusto.
He's literally just like beating everybody up, but he's like being nice about it too. He like catches one girl off guard and he's like goes to punch her and he's like, no, don't worry, I'm not gonna punch you in your beautiful face, I'm not gonna ruin your face just because you chose a bad decision.
Yeah.
He karate chops her and knocks her out instead.
Yeah, he just like judo chops her and I'm like, oh no, oh, I love it so much.
Hey, I have a friend of mine, he's a very scrappy fellow. And he has a rule when he gets in fights in the street, because it happens a lot for him. His rule is, you do not punch the teeth, because teeth are expensive to fix.
And we don't have coverage.
You know, he's had times where dudes jumped him trying to rob him, and he's flayed him out flat, but he always avoids the teeth.
Smart man.
It's very nice of him.
It is very nice of him.
Very Gusto of him.
Oh, well, from Gusto, we continue up with Rion and her... naked adventures as she tries to find clothes and
she finds them.
Yeah, she does. She finds the tiniest bra and the tiniest panties possible in the locker room and puts those on.
I love that she finds them in like this girl's locker, and then when she gets caught by some random person, they're like, what are you wearing? This is terrible.
They're like, those are weird.
apparently anything that, because in real life, that'd probably be a cute little lingerie set.
Oh, absolutely.
But apparently, if it's not white and cotton, it's a sin.
Yeah, basically, like, the main character of this show is white cotton panties.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man. I'm pretty sure they get more airtime than Ika.
Probably. Talk about airing your dirty laundry.
Ooh. You're awful.
I'm gonna put a drum sound over my terrible desk drum beat.
Great. So she, like, overhears two girls talking in the locker room. So she leaves this room and starts following this redhead girl. And this redhead girl ends up going into the control panel area for where the Lagu is.
Mm-hmm.
And is taking pictures. And you're like, what is going on? And they get caught.
This is a fun scene.
I love it because it is so much like, she'll explain to you why we're here. No, she'll explain to you why we're here. And, like, just passing the buck of, like, trying to make up an excuse. And, like, oh, it's so funny. And then there's, like, an alarm that goes off. And it's like, ah, shit. Like, I gotta go deal with this. But what are you doing here? And I love it.
Oh, very man. Funny. I do like Mapia as a character. She reminds me of Washu from Tenchi, which you didn't get to see. But I think it might just be the hair, maybe. But I don't know. I just really like Mapia. She's funny.
That red wolf cut makes me think of the emo kids back in the day. It's very
yeah, a little bit.
Williams. Yeah.
Mm, yes, that's true, too.
So we go back. We're back into this, like, beautiful room. And Hagen is telling Ika that he's, like, fascinated by her breastplate. And starts seducing her and taking her clothes off.
Also sipping on the tiniest glass of sherry.
It's so little. Holy moly. Like, I was like, what are you, like, get a bigger glass. I don't, like, even, like, a sherry glass is bigger than that. Like, holy moly. I'm glad you also clocked that.
Oh, yeah. I have a note that's in bold that's, like, tiny glass. Also, you mentioned that he's, like, seducing her.
Mm-hmm.
She gives the coldest line.
Oh, yeah.
When he's, like, taking off her clothes and she's like, wait, I'll do it myself. She is ready to go.
Oh, yeah. She's like, get these handcuffs off me. I'm not into that. And then let's do this. Also, I love that he's like, I'll give you what you want. This floppy disk. Which I was like, oh,
it's the 90s.
The 90s.
She is like, she's ready to fuck him.
Oh, absolutely. She's like, I'm an agent. I need to get this info.
And I love that he knows this. 300
million yen is on the line. Yeah.
Yeah, which by the way is like $4.7 million in today's money.
Holy shit.
So that's a lot.
It's a good paycheck.
Yeah. What's really funny to me in this exchange is that he's thinking he's got the riz.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, he knows that she wants the data. But I'm pretty sure, like, in his brain, if he was a real person, he'd be like, yeah, she wants the data, but she really wants me.
But she really wants the D. Yeah.
Yeah, she wants me to put the D in, I don't know, never mind.
Get a hard drive for this floppy disk.
First off, those go into a slot.
Liz's gonna put something in her slot.
Well, he's about 2 seconds from doing it.
Yeah, and then Gusto's like, what? Just barges in at the right moment.
And he's like, oh no. She's like, it's not what you think.
It's not, yeah, she's like, come on. I wouldn't do this.
I like that he's also smart enough as an agent that he's like, oh, I get it. Okay.
Yeah. He's like, oh, she's using her feminine wiles to get the mission done. So, yeah, that's good.
She punches Hagen and just runs away. And
good on her.
She steals her disc because he's like,
yeah.
Ooh, what are you going to do with your disc? And she's like, I already got it.
Yeah. She's like, you mean this one that she pulls out of I don't know where.
And the mega riz has been mega crushed.
Oh my gosh. So they're trying to escape and they run to, like, the front deck of the ship and then they get, like, surrounded. And I was like, this was not a smart plan. Like,
no.
Shouldn't you have tried to find, I don't know, a way off instead of just, okay, all right, we're here now. Oh, but it's like this big, like, showdown and they're all, like, surrounded by blue crew with their guns and shit like that. Nina goes to Nina. Fuck.
At Nina the end of this episode, I'm going to do nothing but have a collection of every name you spell. Like, Nina, 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 Nina.
Ragu.
Ragu. We got to get to the Ragu to save the world.
Ragu will save the world. So they're quartered at the front of the ship. And Nina goes to, like, stab or throw a knife or whatever at Gusto because he's, like, standing in front of Aika. Damn it. And Aika just, like, jumps in front of this and, like, takes a stab to the shoulder.
Maybe she really does like him.
Oh, my gosh. They belong together.
So Nina is so upset over her brother being into this woman that she, like, trashed her bedroom and then runs out to fight her super drunk.
Yeah. Which is, like,
still
fabulous.
Carrying the bottle.
Such a good life choice. I see nothing wrong with this plan. But because she gets stabbed, her tentacle breastplate gets activated.
In another moany scene.
And she basically just, like, smokes Nina into the top of the ship. Yeah, just yeets her. You're like, yeah, right then. Which is hilarious. But Hagen is having none of this. He pulls out, like, a rocket launcher and fires at Aika. And it's this, like, I don't know what, it's like a power sucker something.
It's a Lagu powered energy rifle.
Oh, okay.
And it deactivates her alternate metal.
That's it. We end with her being naked on the front of the deck.
Yes.
So we have to go to episode 3 now to find out what happens. So it's trial 3.
Does she get her clothes back?
Takeoff position. Oh man, I'm not hopeful. So we start off with refreshing, which has happened. And I wrote the note, I need to close my curtains because I live in the suburbs now and there's old people walking by my front room. And I don't want them to see this. So yeah, this is a closed curtain show, everybody. If just so you know.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Rion, like, goes to yell at Aika, but is stopped by Mipia. And she's like, no, if you go out there, you'll be captured too. Like, don't do that. And the blue crew starts blasting at the sky. And we find out it's because that person that I can't remember their name is flying down.
Bandora.
Barbara? That what?
Bandora.
Bandora. We find out it's because Bandora is coming to the rescue with the ship. So,
fuck yeah, Bandora.
Hell yeah. Bandora's great.
No nonsense.
Yeah. So it's just great because, like, Riyadh was like, it's now just left on the ship because she wasn't allowed to go. Like, she was told not to go with Aika. And now Aika's gone. And you're like, shit. So she's like, what do I do? From here, we cut to the crew trying to retrieve a very drunk spread eagle, Nina, from the roof of the ship.
Yep. Just scraping her off.
Yeah, just.
get the Nina size spatula, please.
Yep. Oh, man.
This is
and while they're
before.
Yeah. They're like, we've prepared for this. We have a contingency plan or whatever. And while they're doing that, Hagen walks over and picks up what I assume is the tentacle armor.
Yes, the little ball.
Okay. Yes. So he's like, haha, I have this now. The next sequence is Rion and Mipia crawling through an air duct, very Die Hard.
It is just like face full of ass.
So much. Like, at one point, like, she actually, like, rams
minutes
into it.
like nose in, and she pulls back, goes.
Yeah, she had to come up for air.
Yeah.
But also, like, the sub is, like, breaking apart to transform into, like,
okay,
a rocket or something.
I love this ship, okay? Because
I mean, it's a pretty cool ship.
It, like, goes underwater and then goes vertical, allowing the bottom part to flip around so it can land on it and reattach. Because this is the 90s. Like, this is not a super fanciful, technologically advanced show, per se. So they're like, we have to detach the bottom, let it flip, and then re-land on it. They don't have a cool transformer thing, and I liked that.
It just allowed for some fun comedy with the people in the air duct.
Because they're getting tossed around.
They are, and they're, like, flying towards a fan, and you're like, oh, no! But it's great because we also find out that Mipia is a spy because she hands Rion a business card. Because when you're a secret agent, what you need is a business card to announce that.
Yeah, which Rion makes very much, like, a lot of fun of. She's like, oh, you're a class A agent with a business card, huh?
Yeah. Which I was like, I love this. And then everything becomes black and white. So we know this is serious.
Yes.
And this is a flashback. Because we see Aika is in her tentacle form carrying a briefcase.
Alternate.
What else? oh, but she's like running with this briefcase and there are like a bunch of people like following her. There's like a tank and shit.
Tank
like,
shooting, yeah.
Yeah, like this is a big deal briefcase. So she meets up with Gozo to like get away, but they fire like a missile at them and it like explodes. Gozo is like
fucked up.
Yeah, he gets mucho fucked up. And Ayaka's like, ah, what do I do? And she just gets like so angry and takes out a fucking tank.
Yeah. This is the reason they don't take those jobs anymore, was because of this last mission. It was also the last time until now that she wore the alternate.
Oh, I mean, I guess that makes sense. I don't know why I'm surprised.
Because it got her, like, she thinks of Gozo as a father.
Mm.
She hurt him. And that's why she's very caring of the
business.
I was
like, she didn't really hurt him.
Well, like
they took a mission that he got hurt.
But she feels guilty.
And she's like thrown awake from this because she's like, ah! And they're like, whoa, calm down, girl. It's fine. It's just a dream. She's like, where am I? And they like walk her all through that. You're off the ship, blah, blah, blah. And then she's like, oh, but where's Rion? And they're like, haha, so she's not here.
And she's pissed about it, but it's like, it's not his fault.
No, she didn't
know. You left her. And he's like, I had 400 guns on me and you were unconscious. What was I supposed to do? Let us all die?
Yeah. I was like, either get two of us out or everyone dies. Like, yeah. The triage there was smart.
Bandora's not happy that they're going to go back and rescue her.
Trust Bandora to do whatever.
Is the smart thing, technically?
Yeah. So Gusto's trying to help Ayaka heal, so he's trying to fish, and this is like one of my favorite parts because he's like trying to be like a hunter-gatherer, blah blah blah, and Bandora's just on the shore throwing rocks in the water to scare away all the fish
because she's sick of his shit. She's like, you're hurting my airplane, you're wasting my time.
Yeah,
what are we doing here?
Oh, I love it so much. So back on the ship, Nina is laying in bed recovering, sleeping off her hangover
and getting yeeted.
Yeah, and getting yeeted. And her big brother walks in with what I wrote, tiniest fucking panties.
Okay, look, if you're going to give your sister lover an ultra powerful living metal gift, you're going to do it in the panties.
Why don't you make them very teeny tiny panties?
Why couldn't they be cool gauntlets or something, like wristbands?
Something.
Or a necklace, like Sailor Moon, like a little headband.
Like a cool choker. Oh my gosh. Nope. Tiny panties.
And like, they're cute looking, but it's like, you get like a very detailed sliding them on scene.
Oh my gosh. It's so, yeah, she can't put them on herself. He has to put them on her.
Hey. Hey. It's love.
Oh. I just, no. It made my note is literally so fucking creepy.
He did it so that to like win favor with her again because he upset her. Now, when siblings fight, it can be pretty rough. When lovers fight, it can be pretty rough too. When loving siblings fight, it's probably pretty bad.
It's probably the worst of it all.
So yeah, you gotta give gifts.
Oh my god.
Look, their love languages are giving gifts, okay?
I guess so. And we find out that these panties are like several times stronger than the alternate that Ayaka has. So it's like, that was fast.
Yeah, because like she
that
shows
R&D
up.
Team. But, you know, from this creepy panty scene, Hagen gets called away because there's like a chief naval officer commander guy on the phone Skyping in to be like, hi, please give us everything you have for Legu and do it now or we will use force. Hagen is like, lol, yeah, try your best. And just like they're attacked by naval ships, where we get Hagen's very detailed epaulets of just a naked woman straddling both of his shoulders.
I was really hoping you were going to notice those.
How could you not? They poke you in the eye. A plus for costume design.
It's like just right, and they're making faces. Those statues are making faces.
They have O faces or something. Holy moly. Yeah.
Look, you got to dress your best if you're going to blow up a whole bunch of naval
ships. It's true. When you go into battle, you need to wear the appropriate attire. So he wore his best. But this like ship battle is just so one-sided because they have the Lagu shield. And so the Navy's like, all right, we're firing all this shit. And they're like, mm-hmm. Nothing happens. And so in retort, they fire basically like a nuclear bomb at the Navy people. There's just like this giant mushroom cloud.
It's as you would call a ragu bomb.
It literally says ragu bomb in my notes.
And of course it does.
They're like, the Navy ships are like, one's destroyed, one's dead in the water, and the others are fleeing. We won! so this sub ship turns into a rocket and just drives onto this little island in the sea.
For another transformation to turn into an actual spaceship.
Yeah, and like it's prepped for takeoff, but Mepia like pulls the emergency.
You keep saying Mepia, it's Mapia.
Mapia. Beep, beep. Mapia like pulls an emergency switch, and so the bay doors open, and like she contacts her superiors, and they're like, well, guess we're still gonna attack, and
sucks to be you, bye.
You're expendable, bye. So yeah, this like they're starting to like get ready to take off, and there's like these bay doors open and stuff like that. And it can't be overridden by the like captain's deck. So Nina's just like, well, I'll go do it. And like walks over and blah, blah, blah. And so we're cutting back to this reactor room, and Mapia has a jetpack on. And Rion's like, cool, where's mine? And she's like, yeah.
Just grabbing her by the foot and not letting her leave.
She tries to leave. She's like, fuck that. Oh my gosh, I love it so much. But then like, yeah, she like loses her grip, and Mapia just like slams into the like roof before just getting sucked out and like stuck onto a wing or whatever.
She doesn't just lose her grip. Mapia is curb stomping her ass.
Yeah.
Trying to get her to let go.
With the heel. Like that is painful.
Mm-hmm.
Holy moly. But yeah, so that escape attempt just like fully backfires on her. But don't worry, because guess who's coming to the rescue? Oh, it's Gusto and all those people. So Gusto and Ika like rappel out of the jet that's been severely damaged, but you know, it's fine. They'll figure it out. They won't. So as they're rappelling, the ship gets kind of like damaged and slams, so they like basically plummet. Ayaka plummets into the reactor room where Rion is, and Gusto just gets blown into Mapia's ass. And they are both stuck on this like wing.
Yes. The force of the air is holding his face into her ass.
But not for long, because then he gets blown off. So then we end the episode in the reactor, where Ayaka finds Rion and is like, oh my gosh, thank goodness, you're safe. But it's revealed what Nina's new panties do. But they don't give us like a full, they leave it a cliffhanger, so that we have to watch four episodes of this instead of just three. So
this is what I was talking about. Why you were like, why the fuck do I have to watch a fourth episode of this? And I was like, because it's going to end on a cliffhanger, and that first arc ends after four episodes. So you have to watch the damn fourth episode.
I know. I'm going to be miserable the entire time I'm watching it. we go into trial four, which is a flower blooming in space. And we're in space. The spaceship starts to shoot satellites that are in orbit that they don't want, that can attack them or whatever. And then they start opening their antennas for optimum beamage, as I wrote.
Yep. Optimum beamage.
At this point, I was honestly surprised that the antennas didn't just look like tits.
No, because here's the thing. This is not that kind of show.
It's not Austin Powers.
Exactly. It's not Austin Powers. This is real science, okay?
This is serious science fiction.
This is serious science. All right? So serial.
It's so serious, guys. Rion has been captured at this point and is just strapped to straddling a pommel horse. Next to Hagen. Oh my gosh. Which is where I sent you a Snapchat of our point of view at one point, which is just over her ass.
Well, you sent me that and you're like, what the fuck is going on? And I was like, what? They're just on the, I didn't notice the ass. And I was like, I don't understand. Oh.
It's like half.
Them booty cheeks.
Them cheeks. said Chisha.
I thought it was the moon in the distance.
No, it was the moon right in front of you. This, you know, you're like, oh no, this is such a compromising position. What'll happen? And then Legu is fired. And then we cut to the theme zone.
Yes.
Because cliffhanger. And after we cut back from that, we're back on Earth. And Gusto is being ordered to hand over the floppy disk. It's about Legu and stuff like that. But he's like, no, I'm not. No. And he asks what they're planning to do about Hagen's ship. And they're like, we're gathering an intergalactic crew to just go up there and shoot that shit down. And he's like, you can't. And he's there with Gozo. And they're like, you can't do that. Aga and Rion are on that ship. And we don't want that. And they're like, well, no, we're doing it because it's a global threat. They're like, Kane, give us a day to go up there and try and do it ourselves and try and rescue our girls. And for some reason, the Navy agrees and is like, all right, fine.
I mean, their ship just got nuked.
I know. They're like, fine, we'll do this. And back on the ship, Hagen is meeting with Rion. Well, she's not meeting. She's strapped to a pommel horse right next to him. And he just explains to her what his plan is. So he rehashes what we kind of already knew. But he adds the point that he himself is going to repopulate the planet with all of the women on the ship.
Yeah, he's not just saving the atmosphere. He's blowing up the rest of the planet, evaporating some of the water to expose the land, getting rid of all the toxins, and then keeping with the incest theme, plans mm-hmm. on being the ultra daddy.
Oh, man.
By having everyone be siblings.
Yep, 100%. Which I was like, I don't know, like, genetic, like, from a genetic standpoint, you would need more than one dude, wouldn't you?
You'd think, but he plans to impregnate everyone on there, and then their children will impregnate each other. It's not going to be good.
Yeah, there's going to be some, like, kids that can swim like motherfuckers.
If there's going to be kids that can breathe under bloody water at that point.
Yeah, yeah. It's just...
You got gills on that motherfucker.
I see a flaw in this plan, but, you know, that's fine, I guess. Anyways, on to the tentacle battle between Aika and Nina.
In the most Sailor Moon coded villain ever.
Yeah.
Like, if you ignore the very obvious nipples, that's a Sailor Moon villain.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, if you made it a little bit more like G instead of R, it would definitely be. And like
100%.
Even how it like the tentacles like morph to become like a knife and shit like that. Like, yeah, very, very Sailor Moon villain. But it's actually not really a tentacle battle because Aika just pulls a gun out of the back of her shirt? Question mark?
Under boob.
I have no idea. But she smoke bombs out of there.
Yeah, it's like pocket sand, but it's under boob sand.
And then Rion is led to, like, we cut to Rion being led to a prison cell. And she goes into this room with the guard, and then you hear like a bunch of like scuffling and like, rah! And you're like, someone's getting the shit kicked out of them. And then Rion comes out of the room in her crew out uniform.
Yeah.
And she's like walking and then just gets like fucking decked.
I laughed out loud so hard at this moment.
Oh, it's so funny.
Aika's beating up everybody, and then she just sees Rion and she's like, da bitch. Just fucking punches her the shit out of her.
Yeah. And she's like, oh crap, sorry, not you.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to completely break your jaw.
Oh man. Oh, but they're able to like take a different crew member hostage to be like, show us where the escape pods are so we can get off this GD ship. And they're like, got someone holding her at gunpoint. When they're intercepted by Nina, and he's like, you're not going anywhere, because I'm going to rip off your shirt, Aika.
Yeah, there's a lot of destroying of clothing in this scene.
Yeah, like, and I was like, is she destroying her shirt because she pulled a smoke bomb out of there earlier? Like, is that her plan? She can't hide anything on her?
Maybe.
I guess. But yeah, she transforms her like weird latex tentacle into like a knife and starts like Aika's pinned against a wall. Rion, I think, is, oh, she's being held up by other tentacles.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And she's like starting to slowly cut the blade down the wall, heading to Aika's head. And you're like, girl, what's going to happen? And her alternate like bursts out of the like holding it's in and just like shoots through walls and shit like that until it finds Aika. And she like knocks this like tentacle away from Aika. Nina's on the ground. It's crazy. And then she goes into this fucked up transformation.
Okay. I really like this transformation because it's the first time that she's like almost accepting of it. Like it just kind of happens. She doesn't flinch. It just kind of like, and it does it. But it's also, it turns into like this actual like human metal body. And then it slowly, because normally it just shoots out in like these like tentacles. But this time it's like a full on human body shape that just like slowly melds around her.
It doesn't slowly. It violently just like, rips her panties off and like, gah!
And I say armor, but again, I mean armor lightly, of course.
Yes. I was like, it's not really, like, until they explain how the alternate works and that it like is a thin living metal that encompasses the whole body, you're like, oh, okay. But until you know that detail, you're like, what is this protecting? It's protecting her areolas.
Yeah.
And just a bit of her vulva. But yeah, she's
demonetized.
Like, I don't know. Well, it's, but like she apologizes to Rion for what, like her seeing her like that.
And Rion's like, fuck that. This is the coolest shit I've ever seen.
She's like, this is amazing. So I don't know. I feel like she doesn't accept it because she definitely has some shame. Anyways, we're back on the ship and Hagen hears that there's a small spacecraft approaching and they fire and it barrels into the ship barrels into one of the antennas. One down, three to go. Math is hard. And he tells the crew to like overpower the other three to make up for the damaged one. They're like, I'm a scientist. I'm a rocket scientist. That's not a really good idea.
They are within parameters if they do it.
Yeah. And then he's like, shut up. They're in spec.
Exactly.
Like, okay. So they are boarded by Gusto, Mapia, and Rion's father, Gozo.
Yeah, there you go. Also, I really like that Gozo isn't afraid to get his hands dirty. He's not just sitting behind the desk. He's like, fuck it, I'm going to get my girls back.
Mm-hmm. He's a man of action. But Aika and Nina are fighting. Hagen sees on the security cameras and realizes Aika somehow has her magic armor back. He's like, how does that happen?
Gotta go get my rocket launcher again. My alternate beam sucking power tool.
My little rocket launcher thing. And like as they're fighting.
My
Ragu laser. And like they're fighting. And Nina's like, I don't understand how you're beating me. Like mine is supposed to be several times more powerful than yours. How are you beating me? And she throws like everything at her and somehow the alternate like starts to do some sort of self-destruct. I don't know. She goes like full Akira and just becomes this like blobby weird mutant mess.
It like causes her to bubble up and melt into this like body horror thing.
Yeah.
And
it's nasty.
If we're talking ragu, that's a spicy meatball.
Yeah. Comes ground
beef. That's what she looks like. Her face is still there.
Oh yeah, she's just like, and the rest of her is kind of like
her, like Hagen walks in, he just looks at her and he's like, oh well. Like, damn bro.
I know, just like cold-hearted. And he like so he shoots Aika again with this like rocket launcher and it doesn't have the same effect. And it's because like,
well, this is where we get some lore drops on the alternate, where it's actually this thin metal coating that goes over the body and can adapt and grow, kind of like Iron Man's nanoparticle stuff that you get in like the Avengers. But everyone that ever used it ended up becoming like this blob of meat because it just could not and like mesh with their body properly. And only one young girl was able to be successfully blended with her, with the alternate.
Who could this girl be?
I wonder. So that's Aika. So that happened when she was 8 years old. She was given the alternate. She's the only person in history that was able to actually like properly integrate with it.
I mean, I guess a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, I would love a thing of armor.
I mean, it would be pretty sick to be like, ah, I'm indestructible.
Exactly.
But I would just want a different design.
Well, it doesn't have to be panties.
It doesn't have to be the bare minimum.
No.
Oh, man. Well, and what I love is, like, he thinks he's beating her, and he, like, walks over to her while she's laying on the ground. And then, you know, surprise! She's just playing possum. And
surprise,
she,
motherfucker.
Yeah, she, like, skewers him and shatters his gun. And it's like, she's, like, skewers him, like, multiple times. I was like, this is pretty brutal. Like,
but then she doesn't kill him.
No. She just, like, mortally wounds him.
Her, like, face flashes through it for a second over her, like, alternate face. And it's like, no, don't.
Yeah, and it's like
girl, ultimate, like, make up your mind. Kill this stupid idiot.
Yeah, do it. Just save the world and just murk him.
Yeah, so she doesn't kill him. It just leaves him there.
Yeah, for his ground beef sister to
the ending of this episode is rough.
Just encompass him. And
you can't leave me. I'll never let you leave me, brother. And he's like, no, 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 no. Let me go. Let me go. And she's like, no. If I let you go, you'll never come back. I will be one with you.
Oh,
and then just
so
like,
creepy.
Talk about a meet cute.
Can you please put a wah, wah sound effect in there?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That, for you. That was not a vegan joke. We're going to get letters.
I'm a vegetarian. It's fine.
That was a vegetable protein cute. Am I right?
That was a wheat gluten cute, huh?
Oh my gosh. Oh, okay. But yeah, so after this, like, different parts of the ship start exploding, and even the like crew on the front deck is like,
fuck it, we're out.
Yeah, just go to the escape pods, everyone. We need to leave.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Yep. Yep. But we learned that the Lagoo is starting to reverse, and all the weird effects that it's activated under the Earth's core, like, surface is starting to reverse and go back, which is really great. Our characters are starting to run, and it's funny because they always get, like, blown out in an air shaft when Rayon's dad saves them.
Oh, yeah.
Just like, this could have been awful. This whole thing could have just been blown to shit. But thankfully, it's not. There, we find out that they're going to make it back, and Gusto is very happy to see her again. Because loves her.
He loves her. And we just, like, end on this shot of the ship exploding in the stars.
And it's, like, sparkly.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, of course.
Of course.
Like, it's all of the cotton panties floating in space reflecting light.
I hate you.
Look, you know that Hagen wants them clean. You guarantee this ship that has, like, 200 women on it has probably got, like, 50 pairs per person.
Oh, absolutely.
You got to swap them out twice a day.
There's also probably so much bleach on this ship.
Look,
to make sure that they're cotton white.
Everyone's locker room has, like, that list of rules. And the number one rule before you're allowed to leave the locker room is no streaks.
Wipe thoroughly. No, we're going to cut that out. We're going to lose
Are
listeners.
We? I'm pretty sure we've lost listeners, like, an hour ago.
I mean, probably.
Because the second I said that Toy was a cousin fucker on the Toy episode, people
that
were like, I'm out.
They're like, we don't do incest. That's not funny. And then this one. Oof.
This one's all that.
Yeah.
But so, I mean, look, it's a lot. This is probably our longest episode we've ever done.
There's so much to dissect and undress.
Well. Oh, man. So, okay. Look, you've seen it. You've gone through your crisis.
Unfortunately, yes.
You've come back from that crisis. You've now had to go through it again by living it via this podcast, by talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to give me an honest scoring here of what it is for you out of 10.
It's not going to be I'll ever watch this again. Because
I highly doubt you're going to watch the final three episodes.
And I don't think I'm going to suggest this to people. Unless they're very specific.
Give me that two. I know you're gonna give me a two here. What are you gonna give me?
No, I won't give it a two. I mean,
be as rough as you gotta be.
Personally, three. But if I have to guess what people online have rated it, I want to say it's like a 6.1 or something.
Damn, you close.
Really?
It's a 5.94.
Oh, it was even lower. Good. Yes, this doesn't deserve to have a degree.
On Mal, there's 8 recommended, 2 mixed feelings, and 6 not recommended.
I'm a part of the don't recommend.
But it's been rated by 15,000 users.
Wow.
It's ranked number 9,558.
Yeah, that's fair.
So it's not popular.
No. I wonder
only
why.
60 people have favorited it.
Oh man.
Let's look at this objectively here, okay?
Okay.
Let's weave our cotton strands together into something cohesive. Something that could hold together this story. Okay, I'm done.
If we had to cover the basic anatomy of this, it would be a spicy meatball.
I want to say with my own two lips.
Which one?
you got the pun. Does the story kind of fall a little short skirt? Absolutely.
I hate you. It's a little brief.
God, since we're doing another hour of this, people listening have already turned off the episode. They're just like, no, I don't want to hear this anymore.
Oh, man.
Fuck you guys. For those that are still here, thanks for hanging out.
Yeah, we really appreciate you.
Now, if you had to guess what underwear brand Hagen's science team would wear, what do you think it is?
I feel like our Fruit of the Loom.
No, it's Kelvin Klein.
Really?
No, no. Kelvin's a unit of measure in science.
Oh. I thought they like officially came out.
No.
Being like, the only underwear we trust for our scientists are Kelvin Klein. Look who our Kelvins on or whatever. Me and my Kelvins.
Yeah. You could say that Nina in this last episode was acting as an undertaker. Trying to kill everyone. Now, I wonder if when they're in space, they're gonna need to keep active. I wonder if they're gonna run marathons or not, you know, around the ship decks.
Oh my gosh.
Do you ever think that Hagen said to Nina, your underwear is much too tight and very revealing, only to have her say, well, wear your own then?
Oh my gosh.
If you take clean underwear up into space, does this mean you're traveling in uncharted territory?
Wow. I think that's probably my favorite one. Oh man.
Well, anyways, we're gonna stop this now. We're gonna go on for absolute hours. So if you want to follow us on socials, you can check us out under there.
What, under where? Oh, damn it. I quit.
You can check us out at Animateys pretty much everywhere. We're mostly active on Twitter, but we post all around. If you liked this episode, please rate us great. If you didn't, please don't. But we'll catch you next week when Lindsay's in charge of what I can only hope is not going to be a severe reaction and retaliatory showing. But we'll find out next week on Animateys.
Ooh. Trialed one would trialed? Oh gosh. Aika enters. Aika? 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 Aika. Regu. CIA. Aika. Nina? Nina? Great. Hargan? Nina? Aika? Aika? Damn it. And Nina. 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 Oh gosh. Bandra. Nina. Hargan. Like, Aika. Dang it. Nina. Nina goes to Nina. Ooh. Fuck. In front of Aika, Aika, damn it, Meepia, Barbara, Meepia, Pool Chalker, Chalker, Choker, where we get Hargan, Happia, Meepia, Mapia, Meepia, Hagen's, Ozo, Ozo?
Gozo.
Gozo, damn it, I literally was like, I know this.